speaking it. And I'm always sometimes astounded at the things that are revealed to me through people's, what they think are just meaningless comments or just idle words. As Jesus said, every idle word shall men account for in the day of judgment. Because every idle word speaks to something which is in their heart. I think about my idle words. And I repent of them. Because I don't want to give answer to them at judgment. I want to pass from judgment to life. That's what I'm trusting in Christ for. So one who brings forth corrupt fruit, why should we trust them to lead us? One who brings forth evil fruit, why should they be the leaders? Why should they be in charge? You know, those who speak evil, why should we listen? Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree evil and its fruit evil. You can't just stand in between, well, some of his teachings are good and some are bad. If a teacher's like that, you need to throw him away. That's why I love people to say, like, well, I learned a lot from Pastor so-and-so. But, you know, I know some of the things he says aren't true. Well, then why should you even be led of him? Can the blind lead the blind? Well, he's just got a mote in his eye. You understand, to you it looks like a mote. But from his perspective, it's a beam. It completely obscures all his vision. It may just be a mote from our perspective. But from the one who has it, it is much more than just a speck. Verse 46 says, and why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Well, I thought out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Yeah, it's funny. The mouth speaks, Lord, 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 Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Why do you confess that? And don't do what he says. Because I'll tell you what. It's not just what comes out of your mouth, it's what you do. And they don't do what he says. And their mouths will speak the reasons of their disobedience. Well this, well that. And that shows the true abundance of their heart, that their heart's going after something else that prevents them from obeying Christ, that prevents them from obeying his words. Out of the evil abundance of their heart, they speak forth heresies, blasphemies, untruths, traditions of men. And therefore, they call Christ Lord, but they don't know who he is. They don't do what he says. They don't even believe his teachings. Whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Oh, well, I don't believe it. Out of the abundance of the heart. I just believe in Jesus. I don't believe what he says. That's just nonsense. That's ridiculous. Verse 47, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that hath without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. What is the message of that? Very simple. You've got to do what Jesus says. You can't just say you believe and do nothing. But Paul, what he says, I'm a sinful man. That's what faith is about. Place your faith in Christ and in the promises he has given us to help us perform his teachings. That's the gospel. That was what Jesus' sacrifice brought us. That he would bless us in turning us from our iniquities so that we could fulfill all this preaching. So that we could be partakers of the new covenant. That he would write his laws in our hearts. That's what we're having faith in Christ for. So have faith in him for that. Believe in his promises and you will do them. And you will see your house built on a firm foundation. Because if you do these things, you shall never fail. As Peter said in his second epistle, you will never fail if you perform the things he has said. Add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge temperance, to temperance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. Add all these things to your faith. Go from faith to faith, from righteousness to righteousness, to seeking God for the greater thing. Use diligence to make your calling and election sure. And what kind of diligence is that? Pray and seek God. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And everyone that knocks, it is open to him. And to the one that seeks, he's the one who finds. So go for it. Ask for it. And be patient, knowing that the long-suffering of God, he suffers long with you. It will lead you to repentance. It will lead you to where you, your heart is changed and turned towards him. But continue to seek it. Don't give up and walk away. Then you will be assured of failure. You will be like the man who built his house without a foundation, just on the raw ground, and then the water comes and whoosh, nothing. Gone. Jesus' teaching is very clear. He's very stark about what we have to do, what we have to be. And this has not changed. But some people want to take one verse and turn it into legalism, whereby one verse makes void all the other truth, and it is taken out of the spirit of which it is given. Belief is not something that is meant to abide alone. Belief has its work. Meaning, when I believe, it's going to work something on me. And you look in Hebrews 11, all the works that they did when they believed. Noah believed God, so he built an ark. Abraham believed God, so he got up and left his country. And all these people believed, and belief had its work. Faith has its work. And if faith doesn't have its work, then faith has died. It died with a moment of a thought, of an acceptance. You accepted an idea for a moment, and maybe you still believe it. But since nothing has happened subsequent to it, faith is dead. You know what? And I know people who really believe. They have more. And when I counsel you, you've gone on from faith. You've had some work, right? But you haven't obtained all the righteousness which Christ preaches. I counsel you to continue in the faith, to continue to pursue these things, lest you be like the man who did not do as Christ said, lest you be like the one who begins to judge others, doing the same things, thinking to yourself, well, I'm righteous because I believe. Don't deceive yourself. We cannot serve Christ and be the servants of sin. We got to be as our master. And this is the message that we need to hear right now.